USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The Director of National Intelligence, John Radcliffe, says he's changing the way he's informing Congress of foreign threats before the November election.
What we won't be doing is all member briefings to all members of the House and all members of the Senate. We've tried that, and the information hasn't been protected.
Radcliffe was on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. Radcliffe said he would no longer give in-person briefings about election security and foreign election interference to the House and Senate Select Committees on Intelligence. Senator Amy Klobuchar reacting on ABC's This Week.
I think the House is going to have to subpoena the Director of Intelligence in order to get information, which is crazy. We are just a few months out of a major election, and I have already experienced this White House blocking my bipartisan election security bill, which would have helped us years ago to beef up our efforts.
The committees still have access to written, finished intelligence reports. You're listening.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump made a comment about a police shooting in Wisconsin. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
After a campaign rally in Londonderry, New Hampshire, a reporter with television station WMUR asked the president about the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Do you believe that officer was justified in that shooting?
Well, I'm looking into it very strongly. I'll be getting reports, and I'll certainly let you know pretty soon. But it was not a good sight. I didn't like the sight of it, certainly, and I think most people would agree with that. But we'll be getting reports in very soon, and we'll report back.
Blake was shot 7 times in the back by a Kenosha police officer. The 29-year-old survived but is paralyzed from the waist down, according to his family. Blake had an active warrant at the time of the incident.
The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites used to front a scheme to arrange a multi-million-dollar fuel shipment by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that was bound for Venezuela. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.